Trump, U.S. not finished at all in Iran, pickaxe mountain strike coming pretty soon. By Joshua Klein on July 21, 2026. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday that the United States is not finished at all with Iran, warning U.S. forces would strike the regime's heavily fortified Pickaxe Mountain nuclear site pretty soon while signaling his administration was prepared to expand military operations rather than return to negotiations. Trump made the remarks while meeting Lebanese President Joseph Aoun at the White House after being asked about a Wall Street Journal report that Israeli intelligence believes Iran moved thousands of advanced centrifuges into the underground Pickaxe Mountain facility near Natanz last fall. "I think that they may have," Trump said when asked about the reported transfer, while stressing that the centrifuges alone would not allow Iran to revive its nuclear program. "It doesn't mean anything unless they have the material. They don't have it. We follow the material. That's where the action is. We'll be hitting that area probably pretty soon. There's not a thing they can do about it," he said. "Normally, I wouldn't say that. If I thought they could do something about it, I would never say that. But we'll be hitting that area pretty soon, and very heavily." Pickaxe Mountain, located near Iran's Natanz nuclear complex, has become an increasing focus of U.S. and Israeli concern because of its extensive underground fortifications. Israeli intelligence reportedly believes Iran transferred advanced centrifuges to the site, while international inspectors have long sought greater access amid concerns the mountain could house undeclared nuclear activities. Trump suggested any attempt by Tehran to rebuild its nuclear infrastructure would simply invite additional American strikes. "How about these people? They're in this because of nuclear weapons, and they're trying to possibly reconstitute a site? We'll hit that site," Trump said. "Any site where they're even thinking about nuclear, we'll be hitting it very, very powerfully." Trump also made clear the broader U.S. campaign against Iran was far from over, arguing the damage inflicted by American strikes would take Tehran decades to overcome. "If we left right now, it would take Iran 20 to 25 years to rebuild," Trump said. "We're not finished at all. We're not leaving right now." Trump likewise brushed aside suggestions that Washington was preparing to pivot back toward diplomacy, saying Tehran was seeking talks only because of sustained military pressure. "They want to desperately meet because they're getting decimated," Trump said. "Until they're ready to meet in a meaningful way, we have no interest." Trump's remarks came as U.S. forces continued striking Iranian military infrastructure, with U.S. Central Command announcing additional operations targeting missile and drone capabilities, military command centers, maritime assets, air defense systems, and other facilities tied to Tehran's efforts to disrupt commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump has repeatedly argued the campaign is intended to prevent Iran from rebuilding its nuclear program while maintaining military pressure on the regime. Asked about Iran's remaining capabilities, Trump maintained the administration would continue applying military pressure while monitoring Tehran's nuclear assets. "We're degrading them at levels that nobody thought was possible," he said, adding that U.S. officials continue to track Iran's nuclear material rather than focusing solely on centrifuges or infrastructure. Trump closed with another warning that the administration was prepared to intensify operations if Iran attempted to revive its nuclear program. "If we left today, it would take them decades to rebuild. I don't believe they could ever rebuild," Trump said. "Honestly, they haven't seen anything yet. We've been nice." Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.